this is in accordance with guidance around individuals who could be considered a part of a critical infrastructure workforce. And so there are some federal allowances for individuals who have critical roles, who have had an exposure but remain asymptomatic, that if there's a workforce shortage and if the individual, you know, wants to, we can do things to safely allow some of those critical workers to return to roles. But it includes things like monitoring of symptoms and temperature twice a day, using a face mask, you know, maintaining distance, and of course, having a plan in case they were to become ill. So it's all part of the critical infrastructure worker guidance that we've provided for critical workers in accordance with federal guidelines in a variety of settings.